you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. We're here, everyone. We're here at the beginning of the book, Memories of an African Son, with our very own Marianne Simpkins.
Yikes.
Finally, we're going to read it. I won't get sidetracked. We won't derail this program. We're going to jump in just a minute or two. Maybe we'll get a chapter, maybe even two. One and two, we talked about it. But we want to cover the table of contents, a little story behind the story, why you wrote it, maybe your dedication and acknowledgement.
Yeah. But
if you've been tuned in for probably the last 5 or 6 days at least, I've had a number of announcements encouraging you to tune in for this very special launching of this Memories of an African Son. Now, you might say, but I've heard that title before. Yes, we've read excerpts on occasion over the last year or two.
I think so.
I think we started this when you first started doing some of the morning programs with me maybe a couple of years ago, at least a year, year and a half ago. And so we just thought, because we were kind of handpicking stories, sometimes you prayed it up and you felt led, Mark, I just feel like there's probably somebody that needs to hear this message or this writing. And there's other times where he said, hey, do you have something dealing with this, and we were topical driven or whatever.
Right,
and so we felt like, because enough people were saying, well, wait, I'm getting confused.
Yeah,
you were
in
Ghana 1 minute and Zimbabwe another time.
You were 14, then you were 9.
Yeah, that's right. So we figured we'll start at the very beginning. And so how about I read from the back cover and then you can fill in a little of why you launched into this, why you felt led to do this, why you were making such big bucks and all these people wanted you to write their book. We'll share a little, we'll fill it in, and then we'll go through some of the acknowledgments. And then just let people know what they can look forward to in the days ahead, highlighting some of these items in the table of contents, because I see there's 60 chapters.
Yeah, that took
so
a while.
60, you could say, devotional thoughts, creative writings, memoirs, things that you experienced or saw or witnessed or learned from, and can highlight a few of them.
All right.
And then get right into the book. So reading from the back cover of Memories of an African Son by our very own Marianne Simpkins.
Yeah.
Now you say, by our very own, what does that mean? Well, she works with this radio ministry. She works with the Prime Life Times. She's director of creative services. She's editor-in-chief. And then, as you've gotten to know her these past few years, she's a life coach. She runs a national prayer line, which is a ministry where people throughout the country, maybe even parts of the world, can call in on this 800 number and can speak with somebody and be prayed for. What else do you do? Let's see. You're a mother.
I am. Well, my kids are grown. But I still love them, love hanging out with them. Yeah.
And you live locally.
Yeah.
And active in your church. And
yeah.
Available to do, what, a free agent for Jesus. How about that?
So that works.
All right. Reading from the back cover of Memories of an African Son.
Thank you.
8-year-old Marianne Simpkins was about to embark on a new life in a faraway place. Traveling far from her familiar home, she was on a journey to a life of adventure through the wild bush of Africa, where she would stand face to face with a rhinoceros and run as fast as she could from a troop of baboons.
Whoa!
This really happened.
Yes, it did.
An adventure that would also eventually lead her to experience the vibrancy of life and the culture in the tropics of West Africa and the exhilaration of life near the ocean. Though apprehension had loomed when she left her native land, it soon melted as she arrived in Old Rhodesia with her missionary parents and found instant bonds with the generous and loving African people, as well as the missionaries on the outpost station. She found herself falling in love not just with them, but with the wild, expansive, and untamed land to which she had come. Follow one girl's journey to a new world, and yet a very old one, filled with thought-provoking and inspiring narratives, Memories of an African Son honors the great peoples of the African continent and shares their hope for a bright future. Marianne Simpkins spent her childhood in Ghana, Zimbabwe, and the United States. She has traveled to 22 countries and found every single one to be interesting and intriguing. Marianne encourages everyone to give their resources and aid to organizations around the world feeding and caring for women and children, rescuing and protecting animals in need, and to those working to protect and care for the environment of our God-given, gorgeous blue planet. Dun, 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 dun. Mary Ann Simpkins, thanks for joining me on today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank
launching
you.
Into your book, Memories of an African Son. And this is your first book, but you've written other things, right? Or other books?
Yeah, I'm working on them.
Okay, so they're all in the brain.
No, there are a lot of them on paper.
Okay. In various states
yes.
of... progression,
yes, one's
I guess.
Completed. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. But today, if you've tuned in, we're launching into some of the stories behind this book, and we'll read some of the opening information. But what would you want the listener, the Great News Radio primetime reader that's tuned in today, to know about this book, or maybe, for that matter, to know about you?
Wow.
And I promise, we're going to have time to have some readings done today.
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting that question. Well, what I want them to know about me, I love God. That's the main thing.
And to God, you love people.
To God be the glory for everything. Yes, I do love people so much. I really do. You know, the reason I wrote this is people kept asking me to. I would, in small groups or various places, I would tell the story of different things, and they're like, write it down, write it down. And so I did.
And how long of a process was that?
Well, probably overall, I'm thinking a year and a half to 2 years, because I was working. Right. And so I had to write it, you know, as I could. And then toward the end, I did have some more time. And it was actually picked up by a very major publisher here in the United States, and got really good feedback from them. They loved it. They were in the process of, I had a contract with them, and we decided to part ways over a certain couple issues that I wanted it to be a certain way, and they did. And I'm still on great terms with them, and I may go back to them, but I needed to go ahead and say what I needed to say. So I went ahead and published it. I had my own publishing company.
Were you a journaler? Did you keep copious, like, many notes, or did you have to just sit down and recollect all these things and then start writing?
I've written since I was young.
Okay.
Poetry, lots of different things. Mm-hmm. Written stories, but no, I was not a big journal person.
Okay.
I would have been nice to have had everything down. No, I just lived it, that's all.
I lived it, and you've lived to tell and write about it.
Well, that is interesting you say that, because one of the, there's a lot of boys in the whole mission area that we were in, and one of the oldest of our whole group, he said something very similar to that. We found each other. It was such a lonely experience, because it's hard to even put into words what we lived through. And he said, similar to what you did, he said, we finally are talking to each other again as adults. And he said, who would ever have believed what we saw, what we lived through, what we understood, and what we survived. So.
And if you stay with us on future Tuesdays, you're going to hear some of that recollected through this book, Memories of an African Son. So as we look at the cover, there's an elephant. Now, that's a certain kind of elephant,
it's
right?
An African elephant.
African elephant. And what's the name? What's the name of that tree?
That's an acacia tree.
Acacia tree.
The African elephant has a. That's on the savannah. That's how that looks. I've seen that very look. That's an African elephant, which is different than the smaller Indian elephant. And those long tusks. I wanted that on there. Those long tusks that people are killing them for. Hate that. And the tree is kind of symbolic of the savannah. The acacia tree.
There's the sun setting, the clouds in the sky. It's
sun.
This auburn, brown, black. It's a really nice cover, and it says, Memories of an African Son, Mary Ann Simpkins. And then as we turn the page, there's a table of contents. Well, there's obviously the first page, Memories of an African Son, in your name, and then all the copyright information, then the table of contents. Now, over the coming weeks and months, maybe even a year. We're going to go through this, and I see there's a table of contents. We'll read the acknowledgement and dedication and the author's note, but you had to come up with a lot of titles of these 60 different thoughts that you're sharing.
Yeah.
Are there some that were more interesting or more creative, or did you just kind of, this is the topic for today and I'm going to write on it, or how did they
titles,
put it together?
Like the book, the titles just came to me.
Just came to you?
They did. As I wrote, they just came to me. I guess Night Flight is one that is special to me, a medical mission. I'm trying to think here. Frangipani and Mahogany is special to me. A Continent, Not a Country. My Father and My Mother. Hmm. Those were special chapters to me. Going Back was the first missionaries. And one that continues to bring tears to my eyes just because I lived through it was Blood of the Martyrs.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Lots of chapter titles.
And this table of contents, as we read in the coming days, are they chronological? Are you going to be taking us through, like, when you were 9 and then 12 and then 15, or when you lived here and then moved north? And
that was,
so how's this going to work, this table of contents?
That was part of the thing you have to work through when you're doing an actual real-life thing. If you're writing fiction, which I love to write, you can make up what comes next.
Right.
With your own life or anyone's life, you have to put in what really did come next, really happened, you know. And it was very important to me to have great integrity with recounting of actual events and facts. So it is in as close to chronological order as possible. And at times I have a chapter interspersed that's a little more general.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, so we turn the pages, so we go through the table of contents, and those of you that have purchased this book through Amazon or Barnes & Noble or iTunes or here at the Great News Radio Center, you can turn to page V11, page 7.
That'd be a good place to start, I think.
That's the acknowledgments page. Those of you that are going to be joining us for future Tuesdays, you can purchase your copies online or here at the Great News Radio Center. So we do have them available, and Marianne, if she's here, we'll even sign it for you.
I will.
Okay, so acknowledgments, is that something that's tough to come up with? How do you
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Okay, I can start there.
Sure.
All right, I did want to say that the cover you mentioned is done by Carrie Clotter, who is fantastic. Actually, I think she says Kari Clotter.
Hmm.
If anybody's interested, it's in the copyright page. She's very well known at this and just very good.
Hmm.
Okay, acknowledgment. A person is considered blessed if they are fortunate enough to have even one or two good friends. I have been blessed beyond what anyone could ever earn or deserve by so many vibrant, intriguing friends who gather around me like angels. You know who you are, my own dear people. You continue to make life interesting and full, and it was you who urged me to write about Africa. Thank you to my family, who are a source of continual goodness and light, and who have been so meaningfully supportive in ways that have simply made all the difference. Beloved Megan, Carrie, and Eugene, there are no words anywhere that could express how wonderful you are. Live in the light, always.
And all of God's people said, amen.
That's one of my favorite phrases in life is live in the light always, so they will know that.
Live in the light always.
All right, the next page is the dedication. It says, dedication for my parents, Cyril Simpkins and Mary Shanks Simpkins. Thank you for Africa.
And that's recounting the experience that they gave you through living in Africa?
It's a very deep thank you for everything we went through. And an ability to say that.
And then at the bottom.
Yeah, it's a scripture that is very meaningful to me. A light for revelation to the Gentiles. The words of Simeon, filled with the Holy Spirit as he held Jesus in his arms. And I just think that, you know, the Africans and many of us and so many of Asian cultures and so many cultures around the world are the Gentiles. And, wow, a light for revelation to the Gentiles.
Author's note.
Yeah. Although Zimbabwe was called Southern Rhodesia and then just Rhodesia during the time that I lived there, I've chosen to refer to it whenever possible by its current name of Zimbabwe, given when the nation gained its independence.
Mm. And that was a glorious time. And independence for all of us, the independence that we can share and experience because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's nice.
And that's what I love about this book. One of the aspects is how many of these thoughts transition into a biblical truth or something that we can apply into our lives. And you cite scripture and you have a prayer in there. And so it's not just an interesting history lesson of your experience. It's so much more. So much more, so be sure you get your copy soon.
Thank you. Chapter 1, Memories of an African Son. I grew up in an Africa that no longer exists. You can't go there. I can't go there. I lived there half a century ago, at the cusp of the modern age. We lived as missionaries on an outpost, 100 miles on dirt roads, from the first town that had electricity, far out in the African wildlands in the bush country. At night, I would sit on the step of our house and watch the huge African sun start to sink behind the mountains surrounding us. Night after night, I would sit and watch as one by one, across the vast scope in front of me, I saw the village fires in the mountains and on the savannah spark to life in every direction. Then, moments later, a drumbeat would sound, first from one direction and then another, some so distant, others close. Into darkness the sun dropped, its passing bringing the hope of coolness, and I was left with the night and the sound of drums and the light of fires cutting the darkness of the hills. It was a different life from the one I live now, fording rivers, reading by lantern, hauling water, watching my mother make our bread and much of our food from scratch, watching her teach and care for the people around us, people that she loved and who also loved her until her dying day. So many mornings I woke to the sound of my father's voice on the veranda, teaching Africans in this remote outpost what had taken him years of college degrees in America to learn. He taught it freely and lovingly. For me, his voice remained always intertwined with the sun that came through my windows, as that light that defined so much of life rose again. Many days, except for the light from our lanterns and fireplace, we slept when it went down and woke when it rose. Our African friends taught us much. Africa itself taught us much before it passed into this modern age. Africa defined my childhood. In the pages that follow are my memories and the lessons learned and lived, and woven through the thoughts and memories resides the memory of an African son.
Now, realizing because of the time in your first chapter where you actually tell some of the story and have a prayer and a devotional thought, I think we're going to save that for next Tuesday. And hopefully by that point, many people will stop by the Great News Radio Center and pick up copies. I liked your little, so you take this when you go to a book fair or ask to speak somewhere. You have this really nice.
I've got a stand for it, actually.
Yeah, it's like a miniature poster. I don't know, what do you call it? I like the cardstock, but.
Thank you.
You can find out more about Mary Ann Simpkins, her life, her ministry, her work, her books at MaryAnnSimpkins.com, MaryAnnSimpkins.com, and it's spelled S-I-M-K-I-N-S. There's a nice picture of you there, along with the cover of your book, Memories of an African Son. Mm-hmm. And I see you have a couple endorsements. I couldn't put it down, by Dr. Don Green. He's the president of Lincoln Christian University. And also Dr. David Eubanks. He's the chancellor at Johnson University. He states, it touches the heart.
Yeah, bless their heart. They said that to me. Those were not solicited, so appreciated it.
Yeah, and I know you've handed out copies to friends and people, and I think without exception, everyone, at least that I've talked with or heard feedback, said they've loved it, they appreciate it. They couldn't. Even Rob, our copy editor with the Prime Life Times, he's like, I can't put it down. I'm reading it all the time. He's loved it.
Praise God.
Some of
glory
our
to God.
Listeners, so. All right. Well, yeah. It'll be fun to be sharing this in the days ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we're going to devote Tuesdays to the special readings from Memories of an African Son. And it'll be kind of somewhat chronicle. We've started from the beginning with the acknowledgments and the back cover. Next week we'll begin, I guess it's called Chapter 2, but it's the first time you really launch into what's going on and
packing.
The experience you have with packing. And I look forward to learning and growing and enjoying this, and I hope you will too.
If you
want to find out more, you can stop by MarianneSimpkins.com, MarianneSimpkins.com, or stop by the Great News Radio Center here and you can pick up a copy. And if Marianne's here, depending on the day of the week and the time, she'll sign it for you and be happy to give you a copy and maybe a copy for your friends. They're $15 each, right?
Yes, they are.
That's our bargain price here at the Great News Radio
Center. $16.99 right now on Amazon, so it's a little bit less.
So it's worth coming in and picking up a copy. Always phone first because you never know. I might be out running errands or Marianne might be attending to the Prime Life Times and working on that in the back.
Sometimes people stop by and we're like just down the hall and they don't know.
Usually I have the sign that says closed or we'll be back in 20 minutes. Or Marianne might be doing an interview for the Prime Life Times, so she might be traveling or something. But if you call 217-367-7777, that's 217-367-7777. Karen can track me down or track us down. And
she's so good at that.
Yeah, she knows all the numbers, all the places tend to be. Or when I'm recording and can't, attend or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, we've launched it officially from the beginning, Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins. And we hope you'll enjoy tuning in for this special edition of Mark and Friends on Tuesdays in the coming days. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God bless.